Okay, hey, listen, you guys get a program here. You get the number, you want to talk to the priest. He's talking about exorcism. I want to talk to the priest, and you're coming up with this line here. How the hell do you get through to talk to the guy on the radio with the priest? Give the right damn number, for God's sake. You're giving this damn stupid number, and all I get is a recorded thing. I want to talk to that idiot that does the program with the priest that he's got on there. Oh, got it? What the hell's the matter with you people? Why don't you give the right damn number, or are you just screwing around and deceiving everybody? Like the hypocritical, typical crap that the Catholic Church puts out?
Yeah, this is the Duke of Verola. I live in the eviscerated city of St. Petersburg, Florida. I listen to Spirit FM, which is an amalgam of a... Well, I'll put it this way. The station plays the best, most ethereal spiritual organ music on Sundays, does some other wonderful things, and then it plays this Pentecostal, putrid Pentecostal disco-type music that jars your central nervous system and plays a preponderance of that hours. But anyway, it's a disgrace, but that's predestinated that the vulgarians have taken over the station. Many hours, anyway, of this Pentecostal sewage spill that unfortunately is channeled through Spirit FM. Now, Catholic Answers, I think, is good. It's a little picayune-ish. You deal with, you know, blah, blah, blah. I think my mistake was, and I know that you don't want to have somebody, a zealot like me, on because I'm freaking out, and I can understand that. And, you know, it's that beach brain Californian vibe, and, you know, you want to keep things calm and avoid the dialectical issues. But unfortunately, it is a dialectical issue, the death penalty. The Catholic Church has made the enormous mistake of putting its moth-eaten cloak of religiosity around the issue and saying, you know, simpatico with the criminal, cruel and unusual punishment. And you have, again, I'm not trying to be pejorative, but Sister Prejean, who is a spiritual slut, goes around the country and it makes people feel guilty about how terrible this whole terrible process is of killing people and how cruel and unusual and how could we do it. Wasn't there another reprobate Catholic who had that? Yeah, it was William F. Brennan. Remember that wicked jurist of the Supreme Court? Remember him? No, notice how schizophrenic a lot of those people are, too. The same people that are against the death penalty, you want an abortion, they could care less, except for the your church, obviously. But there's that schizophrenia that exists, such as with the putrid legacy of William F. Brennan, a reprobate Catholic. Of course, I'm from New York. We had another Cuomo. Is that it? We had Cuomo and his reprobation that went on for 12 years.
Hello, this is Donna. I'm from Alhambra. I'm the only Roman Catholic Virgin Queen in America, my age or older, and in the world, my age or older. And I'm very grateful to God as Holy Mother for that. Thank you.
John in Boston, Catholic, Irish Catholic, you know, like Pat Buchanan, you know, JFK. 225 years or so, one Catholic presidue, and he didn't even serve the whole term. He got blown away. Then his brother Bobby won California and heading for the White House. He gets blown away. I think Pat's in danger. We need to speak out for Pat. Pat Buchanan's life is in danger. We had third-party George Wallace shot down. That the great leader of Israel, Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was considered a danger to Israel, this war hero. He loved Israel, fought in all the wars, and they blew him away. Pat's in grave danger. There's a Catholic in danger. We need to speak out. There's a Catholic in danger. We need to speak out. Thank you.
I'm calling from Southern California, Mission Viejo. And I've heard Catholics' apologetics and different theologians. You say many things on your program that are incorrect. I have a doctorate in history from the University of California. I also have a degree in world religions from the University of California. I would like for you people to study a little more. And I don't know why it is that anybody can't read the Bible. I've been reading it since I was 3 years old.
Well, this is Claire Trevor. I think EWTN, I can hardly understand anybody except for the children's Saturday morning show and Mother Angelica Live. Those are the only people I can understand. Even, well, Bishop Sheen uses big words, but he's the second best after Mother Angelica. And then comes that monk with the all gray or brown, and he wears a rope, and he's bald, and he looks like one of the Three Stooges. But otherwise, these shows are real hard. I'd like to see the Holy Spirit in our lives, and why don't you got a Holy Ghost in our lives show? Boy, I didn't learn about the Holy Ghost till January. I'm 42 years old. That's pretty old. I think there's people hundreds of years old who never heard about the Holy Ghost. So let's get with it. Mother Angelica, I don't know. She's going to have to find some people and re-educate them, uneducate them or something, because this college stuff for priests and nuns is really messing our minds. It's poor, humble people who flunked high school practically, and we did flunk university and college. I did. Anyhow, we need easier talk, sixth grade, fifth grade, second grade, something Mother Angelica can understand. If she can't understand, nobody else can, and that's the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and Jesus loves you. Ciao.
My name is Helen. I live in Englewood, Florida. I try so hard to get you, and I don't really have a question right now. I'm too tired. But I do enjoy your program very much. I happen to be almost blind with macular degeneration, and so I listen to WBBM in Tampa all day long, 24 hours, and I really enjoy that 6 to 7 slot. And at age 89, there's not much I want to ask. God bless you and keep up your good work.